The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
In 1937, they invade. Their own film shows parts of Shanghai crumbling in a heap. Japan seizes the Chinese portion, surrounding the Westerners. Then Japan storms another city. They overwhelm Chinese forces within days, then massacre up to 300,000 citizens.
On this day in 1955, Emmett Till, a black 14-year-old teenager from Chicago, was abducted from his uncle's home in Money, Mississippi. He'd been accused of disrespecting a local store owner by interacting with the store owner's wife. His body was found 3 days later, beaten and shot in the Tallahatchie River. His murder catapulted the American civil rights movement.
It was the beginning of the focusing on the problems between the races in the Deep South that culminated in the ultimate civil rights battles of the rest of the 50s and into the 60s.
I think black people's reaction was so visceral. And I think it was probably more than anything else in terms of the mass civil rights movement, the spark that launched it. Everybody knew we were under attack, and that attack was symbolized by the attack on a 14-year-old boy.
And 8 years later, on this day in 1963, it marked the first time that the world heard this.
I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream that one day, even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, will be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day, down in Alabama with its vicious racists, one day right down in Alabama, little black boys and black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and white girls as sisters and brothers. I have a dream today.
Martin Luther King delivering the now famous speech on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C., to more than 200,000 people at that civil rights rally. Also on this day in 1968, outside the Democratic Convention in Chicago, tens of thousands of anti-Vietnam War protesters were set upon by police using tear gas and batons. Images shown on television shocked ordinary Americans and caused many to question the U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War. On this day in 1981, the CDC, the Center for Disease Control in Atlanta, announced a medical task force had been formed to look into the incidence of Kaposi sarcoma and pneumocystis in homosexual men. AIDS was later found to be the cause. And on this day in 1990, Stevie Ray Vaughan was killed in a helicopter crash. He had arranged a ride in Eric Clapton's crew helicopter after a gig in East Troy, Wisconsin.
The helicopter apparently did not get far. The crash was less than 1 mile from where it took off near the Alpine Valley Theater around 12:30 this morning. Its destination, Chicago. At 5 o'clock this morning, the Jet Ranger helicopter was reported missing. 2 hours later, the wreckage was found. So were five bodies. National Transportation and Safety Board investigators were called to the scene.
We've got evidence of a high energy impact at a relatively shallow angle.
Officials say there is no evidence of fire or explosion, but the chopper did not fall from the sky. Instead, they say it apparently just hit the side of the slope.
On the same day in 1990, the Iraqi government declared occupied Kuwait the 19th province of Iraq and named Kuwait City Kadima. This day in 1995 saw Chase Manhattan and Chemical Bank announce a $10 billion merger deal, creating the biggest bank in the US.
Well, there were three of us in this marriage, so it was a bit crowded.
A divorce decree was issued for Britain's Prince Charles and Princess Diana, officially ending 15 years of marriage in 1996. On this day in 2005, the mayor of New Orleans ordered everyone in the city to evacuate ahead of the landfall of Hurricane Katrina. More than 1 million people left the city. On this day in 2009, the Los Angeles County Coroner ruled that Michael Jackson's death was a homicide caused by acute intoxication from the drug propofol. Michael Jackson's doctor, Conrad Murray, was ultimately held under suspicion and charged and jailed.
At 1:30 a.m., Murray gives Jackson Valium. It doesn't work. At 2 a.m., Murray gives Jackson another drug, lorazepam. At 3 a.m., the doctor tries midazolam. Still, Jackson cannot sleep. Then it is still other sedatives. All fail. Then, after, quote, repeated demands, requests from Jackson, at 10:40 a.m., Dr. Murray gives him a diluted batch of propofol directly into Jackson's intravenous drip. After a few minutes of monitoring Jackson's pulse and oxygen levels, Dr. Murray says he steps out of the room to go to the bathroom. Murray then returns to the room 2 minutes later and found Jackson had stopped breathing.
And Dr. Murray was later found guilty of manslaughter. Those born on this day include the author of War and Peace, Leo Tolstoy, in 1828, actor David Soul in 1944, actor Jack Black in 1969, singer Leanne Rimes in 1983, Florence Welch of Florence and the Machine in 1997, and in 1965, the Canadian singer Shania Twain. Actor Chadwick Boseman died on this day in 2020, best known for his starring role in the film Black Panther. His death at just 43 years of age shocked his fans all over the world.
He brought real heroes and revered legends to life on the big screen, from Thurgood Marshall and Reggie Hudlin's Marshall.
And Mr. Spell's attorney, Thurgood Marshall.
To the Godfather of Soul as James Brown in Get On Up. To baseball icon Jackie Robinson in 42.
Robinson up.
Chadwick Boseman commanded the screen.
Wakanda forever!
And he helped change the culture in his most famous role as Black Panther.
What happens now determines what happens to the rest of the world.
Boseman as King T'Challa transformed Hollywood, for many Black Americans offering representation long overdue and an unmatched sense of pride.
To be young, gifted, and Black, we all know what it's like to be told that there is not a place for you to be featured.
He died of colon cancer, which he'd first found out about in 2016, although he did not reveal it publicly.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.